Today's gospel comes from the 24th chapter of Luke. Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them, and he was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. I do not see any children here that are, well, every person might be a child, though, with what I have in here. Well, you probably take one, but take a sniff. No, you can't look. You just got to smell. What do you smell? Does that smell good? Does that smell pretty good? Yeah. Not bad? Okay. Well, if there were any fortunate kids here today, I would tell them a story, which I'll tell you. When I was... since it's my birthday, I was just going to tell you a lot of stories about me, but I'm just going to tell one story. Because, you know, 53 years isn't that many years, but there's a couple of things. I grew up on an island. I've mentioned that before. I just like to make that clear. And I'm an only child, so that's how it is. So I went to college, to PLU, the best college of all time. Right, Terry? Yep. And right, Beth? Oh, she left. But and who else is a PLU grad? Isaiah, future PLU grad, right? No. What? That's my son. Yeah. He'll figure it out. But so after college, my high school roommate and I, we lived in a house together in West Seattle. And it was actually called Bethlehem House, which is a house for homeless families. And we did that for a year. You know, if you thought I was outreachy, or think I'm an outreachy person now, I was a lot more rabid at 22 instead of 53, 30 years ago. But so Matt and I were there, and this house, we could accommodate four families, homeless families of various configurations. So, and one of the things we always did, a tradition we always did on Sundays, was we made cinnamon rolls. And we would do that together, and then we would all enjoy those things. So one Sunday, Matt, he was there making cinnamon rolls, and there was a family there. One of the families was a mom and a daughter who was 8, and we'll call her Jay, the daughter. So they were there because the father in that family turned out to be a horrible person making some horrible choices with violence and just things that you don't want to have experienced in family. So they were basically trying to keep quiet and keep it down low, and they were at this place at Bethlehem House with us. So Matt's making the cinnamon rolls, and Jay comes upstairs. She's 8, and she kind of looks around the corner and watches Matt, and as soon as he turns, she hides. You know, and so he continues, and she kind of takes another peek, and she turns, hides. And so that happened for a while. But eventually, Matt said, "Come on over. Let's you can help me make these. And she's like, I've never made them before. Well, I'll show you. We can do it together. It'll be fun. And so eventually Jay comes and they start working together and they craft these very unique. We decided that they were looked like monkeys, so they were monkey rolls for that evening. And Jay had a wonderful time and she was smiling and it was just fantastic. And those cinnamon rolls were delicious. And sometimes it's that simple, you know. Inviting someone to have a meal with you, just to do something as simple as making cinnamon rolls, which is just a powerful thing. So that's what I was going to tell that story to the kids and remind them that when they come here, I want them to know that we, like that girl, we're so happy that you're here. And, you know, we may not always make cinnamon rolls, but we want you to remember that God loves you and we love you. So I was going to give them all a cinnamon roll, but since you were all here, I'm going to put them right here. We're going to make sure you know. Now, I didn't make these. You know, these come from someplace. I made them with a purchase, but they are fairly delicious if you haven't had one before.